Blog Talk Radio. gonna change our time if I
Thank you, Father. We're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edom Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing, reconciliation, awakening, restoration of His people. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High for this opportunity. I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. Welcome to the show. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me that He's appointed me for some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection, His guidance. And for that, yes, indeed, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things. How about remind you, my brothers and sisters, concerning things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, since the dawn of human fall and man's desire to be esteemed by men. Yes, He said, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. The dawn of man's desire not to discern how he has been grossly deceived. Yes, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall, men have done everything they could that against certain truths, they never understand how they have sought to deny them, to hide them, some of the ways pervert them, silence them, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy them. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says the plan of the Most High, the word of the Most High, the purpose of the Most High, thoughts of the Most High. You can even say, my brothers and sisters, that the understanding of what is required that man be found complicit in the governing structure, the social coalescence, the divine holy matrix orientation, the righteous conceits, the good works, which the Most High declares. The capacity to understand what that is, my brothers and sisters, is without question a gift from from the Most High. Scripture tells us that salvation, man being made whole, complete unto divine purpose, according to what the Most High declared from the beginning, is not after the designs, conceits, the imaginings of any man, if any man should boast. Again, the scriptures tell us that what the Most High has conceived from the beginning is eternal. What is in harmony with the Most High, who does not change, is decreed from the very beginning. And only, my brothers and sisters, true to that understanding, does any man attain, my brothers and sisters, to what is indeed eternal life? Most High has forsworn there should be peace on this earth. And what it means, my brothers and sisters, that every false construct that men have counted wise, have been compelled after a worldly orientation to call wise, every one of them must be exposed. Every one of them must be recognized for their weakness, their folly, how they are in their partiality, incapable of making a man whole, i.e., if you will, fully furnished unto all good works. Let me see if I can explain that. When the scripture says every man must learn to rightly discern the word of truth, made complete unto all good works, it means, my brothers and sisters, that every man must be fully, must attain to a full acquisition of all that is required that unto the kingdom of Yah his soul be found viable. And I know the first thing that can come to mind to many is, how shall that be possible beyond all the diverse standards of this world? My brothers and sisters, it is not possible unless a man be born again. It's not possible unless a man be renaturalized. It's not possible, my brothers and sisters, unless man, by the grace, by the gift of the Most High, have a foretaste of that glory divine, if you will. A foretaste, beginning to understand what the Most High has intended in this world. From, believe me, my brothers and sisters, having seen what the Most High from the beginning intended, and beginning to discern that which he has desired in its perfection upon this earth, lets you know right quickly that without the inspiration of the Most High, and unless man exceeds all the contentions of this world, he begins to understand right quickly, he is not prepared and cannot be after the mere hearing of the words of a man made fully prepared for the kingdom that Yah has planned for those who love, constantly seek, constantly revere him. I want to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says salvation that it works as any man should boast. It means not after any of the diverse social coalescences, matrices, systemic ideas of government which men have created. The kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, will not be established after any of the differing standards of men. The rulers of this earth have no power. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, rulers of this earth have no power after the constraints of varied, worldly, unstable constructs to declare what is indeed the way of the kingdom of Yah. Have no power to preach the gospel, certainly not, my brothers and sisters, after the constraints of the nation. The gospel is a word that needs, the scripture says, if it is preached, it is a word that must go forth to the nations to discipline the nation, my brothers and sisters, to help people to see what is beyond the constraints, the bondage, the folly, the partiality, inconsistency, the conflict that is among all the nations. Scripture tells us we must be workmanship, even of the Savior, one whom can be made whole. Talking about Ephesians 2, 8 through 12. Must be his workmanship unto the good works. How about unto the kingdom order, which Yah has foreordained? And the scriptures tell us plainly that we are strangers to the covenant of the promise. The promise that the day must come that only the rule of the Most High governs the earth. The promise, my brothers and sisters, that Most High intends to restore the remembrance of all that is that covenant. That it never depart from the mouths of your descendants, nor your descendants' descendants, henceforth even forever. My brothers and sisters, to understand that that is a covenant declares to us that we have a lot to learn. Man has a lot to repent for. Man even needs to repent, my brothers and sisters, for not having known or realized or chosen to realize that man's ignorance or lack of knowledge is not a solution. The corruptions, the transgressions resultant of man's ignorance are not healed, they're not forgiven, simply because man chooses not to understand the way that the Most High has planned that this world must, the plan for which this world must conform to his perfect preconceiving. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, if a man does not understand, you need to exceed every miscreant construct, governing structure, church, denomination, whatever they want to call themselves, mosque, ashram, it doesn't make any difference what they call themselves. Man does not realize the need to transcend every misallegiance that is in this world that is partial or perverse, and believe me, every single one of them is, according to the prophecies. Man does not understand the need to seek beyond them all. How can he be made whole? How can he be made complete? How can he even show the Most High that he desires the discipline beyond all perversion when there's so much perversity that his heart is willing to comply with? Scripture says, salvation not of works, lest any man should boast. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, it means not after the conceits of man, not after governing structures seeming wise of men. In fact, let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, that salvation being made whole, think about what it says in the book of Hebrews. It says, the works of Yah from the foundation of the world, which means the plan of salvation, the plan of man being made whole unto his purpose, man being restored to the purpose from whence he has fallen. I hope you understand me. Man being restored unto the purpose from whence he has fallen. His only opportunity, his only chance of being restored to that fullness is not after the rule of man, my brothers and sisters, indeed after the rule, the governorship, the guidance of Yah. Man doesn't even know what he needs to repent for, return to, and what he needs to pray for. That the Most High begins to open his mind. That the Most High shows him those secreted things that this world is forsworn, not even to readily, heavily discuss. Certainly not to the dimension that is intended. I want to tell you, it's kind of like when the Most High told me about the history, the ancient history. The one called the Kurd Aid. Oh, why haven't you heard about that in your churches? Ancient promise, the one called Shiloh. One is called righteous, likened to the rising sun. Righteous who appears suddenly, reveal the glory of Yah, the light of the Most High. The glory of Yah, likened to the rising sun, that cast out all the darkness, that reveals the light the world would obscure. The revelation, my brothers and sisters, the expectation of the one because of his appearance, his sudden appearance. All eyes shall see the glory, the light, the wisdom of Yah that puts all the misconceits of man to shame. Most High began to tell me about things like that, my brothers and sisters. Well, I, in that particular instance, was in a dream. As was when he told me, ultimately, that he is the Holy One of Abraham, Yishak, and Moshe. Abraham, Jacob, Yishak, and Moshe. Did I know what that was about? When he first told me, no. About the one called the Kurdi who Yahshua said he is. Did I know about that when he first told me? No. But the Most High calls to attention, my brothers and sisters, those things which the world has not spoken of, has not considered, and would not, and in so many ways has chosen not to even begin to consider, to the dimension to which men must begin to consider, if they're ever going to be established upon a foundation firm enough, it can be said that they are steadfast to grow in the right direction. In other words, man needs to really ask what it is. What amount of orientation has he been subject to? That, think about it. The scriptures say we must remember the law which the Most High gave his servant Moshe for the great day of the Most High. A lot of people out here, my brothers and sisters, in what is traditional, if you will, Judaism, a lot of folks will call themselves messianic, saying they keep the law. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to have to tell you, I look at it and I see a bunch of folks claiming to keep the law. And to me, I'm just going to have to tell you, even how the Most High sees it, a lot of you who think you keep the law, you're just a bunch of damn fools. I'm just going to have to tell you like it is. I know I might turn a lot of folks off, and a lot of folks might not want to hear another word I have to say, but you've been a bunch of damn fools. My brothers and sisters, if men have remembered the law as the Most High gave it to Moshe, my brothers and sisters, among all who claim to keep the law, there would only be perfect peace. Among all who say they keep the law as Most High gave to Moshe, there will be one understanding, one pure, perfect agreement. There'll be no contentions among us. Men wouldn't be talking about, I want you to hear me, what they heard from a man. They'd be talking about first what they heard from Yah to set them on a course that we all come to agree. My brothers and sisters, when the Holy Spirit fell upon man on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit fell upon men in the day of Moshe, that they prophesied. My brothers and sisters, they didn't prophesy and preach contentiously. They didn't prophesy after a multitude of conflicting ideas, zealous to tell folks about what they presume. They wouldn't be talking about what so-and-so-so said. They'd be talking about what they heard from the Most High, and it would agree. I'm going to tell you something. I've grown very weary of what I see in this world. I look around at a lot of so-called forums of people who say they worship Yah. So much, hey, it's not even the surface, not even scratching the surface of the depth of that which the Most High would center his people, stabilize his people. It's not even on the surface anywhere near about right. People saying they keep a Shabbat, but they all got different doctrines, which they would only argue with one another. If they came together, there'd only be one big argument. Would not be peace. Don't even know what it is to think about reasoning for the cause of making Israel one people. Everybody wants to just simply discern what appeases one another after their variant denominational or church allegiances. To hell with all of you who are not concerned for what is necessary for Israel to become again a people perfected under the Most High. How can you escape the ravages of hell? Being counted something far from worthy of anything else but destruction. If you're more concerned about your church and denominational allegiances, then you are the sanctity of the name of the One Most High. You've been doped. Damnedly duped. Because they tell you to swear allegiance to some construct of man and equate the Most High as if it was somehow the same. Let me tell you something. Scripture has forsworn and promised. The Most High will declare a voice by which his people shall return to him. But my brothers and sisters, that voice is not raised up, nor is it brought to comprehension by anyone else but Yah himself. I remember the Most High told me very early on in awakening, whatever I hear from people, whatever I see, whatever I read from them, anything from men, before accepting, you better check it out with him first. Scripture talks about men having the law in 9:26 Romans, but not seeking it by faith. Not asking the Most High, as he told me, hey, to remedy the issue. He said, if you know what's said and don't know why it's said, you're missing the point. It's not the gospel. You know what's said and don't know why it's said. Everybody has a different opinion. Our brothers and sisters, that's man seeking to establish his own righteousness, not knowing the righteousness of Yah. Man, my brothers and sisters, being led by Yah is the end of his trust in worldly, false, flawed authority. But my brothers and sisters, men read the book. And I've read so many people's so-called exegesis. I've heard a lot of things, and I say read, I mean listening on some of the forums, reading some of the comments of a lot of people who say they believe. And my brothers and sisters, it's quite evident to me that if they have heard from the Most High at any given time, that they either hardly grew at all or quickly called back and conformed to the shallow-minded designs of men. Scripture says, if a man sin willfully, how about goes back after any fallen standard after Most High sought to open his mind, granting him an opportunity under the knowledge of the greater truth? Because there's no more atonement for Biafra's sin, because he's insulted the Spirit of grace. He's insulted the gift of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, the Most High grants a foundation upon which men can begin to understand and not be so quickly led astray. Like I keep asking again, 45,000 denominations in the world, 280 nations. What kind of foundation is it that people have that when you give them something from the Most High, or they hear his words, but they don't hear his spirit, his thoughts? What is the kind of foundation it is it, my brothers and sisters, that men can take these words and twist them so far out of context? People say them because they get together and convocate. Get me now. I'm not saying you shouldn't do this, but get my point. They say because they merely get together after their own thoughts on the Shabbat. They say it was the Most High who was guiding them. Most High does not lead his people astray in 45,000 different directions. You really thought it was the Most High? We had folks prideful, stuck in these cages, confessing the name of the Most High as if Most High, but never unto performing fully what is the will of the Father. Confessing him as per se Lord, but always incomplete. Ready to argue quickly when you tell them that there's more to be understood than what they have known. Do you really think that's by the Spirit of the Most High? My brothers and sisters, even that people think such a way has my blood boiling, my stomach churning. That people who say that they know the Most High have been such a dastardly disruption against the awakening of the human soul. Just telling you like it is. I remember one time listening to a radio personality. He one time said to the folks to listening to his show, he said, if you people really knew what I think, probably be quite angry at me. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you the Most High has been angry at the way people have thought, who claim to be representing him for a very long time. So much so that I can tell you a bunch of times in the scripture that the scripture says point blank, the Most High turned his face from men, left them to the power of their sins, left them to the power of their reprobate minds. Because whenever he tried to tell them something, they wanted to twist it and make it conform to their own thoughts rather than allow the Most High to open the minds. Say, yeah, I can understand. You say, why should I talk to you if whatever I tell you, you don't inquire of me, but seek to make it culpable to something that appeases others who are in the same damn trap you are in. Yeah, I'm talking to all of you who run all these doggone denominations, and I'm talking to all of you who are in them, because not a single one of them has taught you the fullness of what must be the remembrance of our people. And you really won't know that until you begin to examine much more deeply. I've sought to make it easier for you. There's a set of articles on my website. Article called HiddenGospel.com. Well, a website called HiddenGospel.com. It's an article there called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Article there called Secret City Prophecy, just to begin with. Article there called Gospel of Shiloh, just to begin with. Tribulation, 70-365 AD. A lot of things that I've spoken about that complement those writings on my website. But you really need to ask yourself upon deep examination of those things, why your leaders didn't tell you this. Because they wanted you comforted in your vanity. And there are many who would rather believe a deceiver, who would lie to them than believe that they personally have been lied to and made liars. A lot of folks just simply are afraid to know the truth. And once somebody told me one time that he didn't want to think too much, because he was afraid of what he might realize. But brothers and sisters, your only chance at life is to realize the truth. Your only chance to awaken to what's necessary that you not be kind of complicit with murderers by your misexample is that you come to the knowledge of the truth. Yah is the creator, my brothers and sisters. Dare men say that subjection to anyone else's concept of law is considered equitable, righteous, acceptable before him? It's insane to even begin to think so, my brothers and sisters. I said it's insane to even think so. Adversary told folks in the garden that they was be like gods, turning away from the word of Yah, the command of Yah. Amazingly, men were compelled to believe it because they were compelled to believe that they would have a special gift in so doing. The brother says all you can do is turn away, and turning away from the wisdom of Yah is rob yourself and others of the opportunity to achieve the prize. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. What Yah decreed from the beginning is eternal. What he calls his kingdom was envisioned by him from the beginning. No man's going to change the construct of that by any of his imaginations. Like I said before, how men should men dare to say any other law than what Yah decreed could ever be counted lawful, just, righteous, under the fruition of his plan? Any other idea of a law can be nothing other than a flaw, my brothers and sisters. It can only be transgression. Shall man forget that the Most High has promised that he will restore all things to the one who he has chosen? Shall man choose to forget that? Shall man refuse to return to the knowledge of how man shall be regathered, returned, restored unto the conscience of the ancient Hebrew fathers? Shall men totally forget how that should be? Every institution seeking to exalt itself and not be counted damned? Choosing not to remember? Choosing not to seek the hidden things? Shall a man refuse the knowledge that Yah would grant and expect before the Most High to be counted one who has the love of the truth? I can make a lot of things plain to you, my brothers and sisters, that I know is not being taught among the churches. We couldn't be doing things the way they do it if you knew the truth. Pastors couldn't get away with these lies if you knew the truth. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the prophecies say that it's going to absolutely come to pass. The Messiah must come for the restoration, restitution, remembrance of all things. Even true to all things, the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his prophets since the world began. Whoever will not hearken to that consummate testimony should be cut off from among the people. Well, I can tell you about so many things, my brothers and sisters, that's contained in the law and the prophets. The institutions the world over have done whatever they could that you not even begin to consider these things. They keep you in bondage, that they constantly exploit you. And yet they've called the rules that they've made, seeking to disavow or annul man's sense of conscience that he needs to remember these things. They said that in so doing, blinding you to what must be remembered, they say that they are guiltless and that you too are guiltless. And you really believe it. That you can ignore something the Most High said and be counted wise. I thank the Most High for the kind of things he told me before I even started reading the Bible. Greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know. Not giving consideration to all that he has declared. He told me that's not wisdom at all. He told me some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. I thank the Most High for the kind of things that he told me. I saw scrolls written before my eyes. For instance,
Remember sometimes the early morning hours. Scrolls written before my eyes. Most High told me about certain magnificent truths. Things you showed me in visions. And I'm going to tell you something. Regardless of how I heard men preach scripture thereafter, I could only remember what the Most High told me. Coming to find out that the way men were teaching scripture was not taking consideration everything the scriptures have said throughout the book concerning that topic. A half truth, my brothers and sisters, leaves people subject to a lie. You're not going to tell them everything necessary to see the vision in its totality. It is not the one vision, but it's a multitude of divisions. Why did they tell you about the secret city prophecies? You really need to know. I can tell you, look at that article on my website, hiddengospel.com/secret-city. And see how many times the scriptures speak about the same thing. They tell you Messiah is going to appear from the sky. The scripture says he's going to appear from a city. It means there must be something wrong about what they tell you when they say, behold, he comes with the clouds. Maybe you better need to understand what that word clouds really relates. Clouds were considered messengers of what the Most High is considering on high. To people who are agricultural, they saw clouds in terms of their form, their speed, direction, whether they were light or dark, as harbingers of what was to come, whether they could continue to work or not, or what they should prepare for. In other words, hey, whether it was going to rain, whether it was going to storm, whether they were going to have decent weather in which to work. Because believe me, they had to till the ground to feed themselves. Well, the clouds, they saw as messengers of what is to come. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures say such things in 1 Corinthians, they were all baptized in the same cloud coming out of Egypt. It means they were all baptized by the same testimony. Scripture says the Most High comes in Isaiah 19, comes upon swift clouds, says swift testimony there, my brothers and sisters. They were called the heart, the social coalescence, the ideal that keep Egypt a people. It says, because he comes upon with a swift message, a sudden message on high that exposes the faulty foundations of the nations. They were called the social coalescences, the cities of all the nations, to fall. Called them bringing about a great revolution because of a sudden great revelation. But they told you to expect Messiah from the clouds. Wow. Never telling you what that really meant. Because they didn't want to explain to you what Isaiah 49 is really all about. When it says Messiah comes saying, listen to me, O eyes, hearken to me, O you nation, the Most High is calling from the womb and from the body of my mothers, he made mention of my name. Someone who is to speak to all the nations. What the scripture says, come forth saying, keep silent before me, O ye isles. Hearken to me, O ye nations. Listen to me, O ye isles. Oh, the scripture says, in the latter days he shall send Yeshua. A lawgiver like Moshe. Says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet. How about his testimony? Should be cut off from other people. Whoever will not listen. So you shall listen to him and all he shall say unto you. And they haven't even told you about Isaiah 34, Isaiah 41, Isaiah 49. It says this one's going to speak to a whole world and say whoever will not hearken to his testimony. And my brothers and sisters, many don't hearken to his testimony because they're so busy believing that they have an assurance after the testimony of another. But the scripture says, whoever will not hearken to this one, who will not reason to seek beyond all the foolish rulers who have divided the world. The scripture says they'd be cut off and be made his people. In fact, the scripture says he will write, describe, teach, elucidate his law upon the minds and hearts. That you become the people of the Most High. It says those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. My brothers and sisters, how should men say they are the sons of Yah, the sons and daughters of Yah, and they won't even hear discipline from him? Because they're so busy listening to the miscreant ideas of another. You ever stop to consider what scriptures are saying in John 8th chapter? Messiah said, I'm from above and not from below, unless you believe that I am he. How about him whose testimony is from above? The testimony from above that you should revere and respect. Say you would die in your sins. How about him subject to some man's missing, some man's contrived misallegiance? So why did you cannot hear my word or heed my word? Because you cannot obey my word? Why? You're so busy listening to somebody else? Another come in his own name, you believe him. Say, I've come in my Father's name, you won't believe me. All my brothers and sisters, how many understand what Scripture was saying when Messiah said, in that day you know that I'm with my Father, and my Father is with me. In John, Yohanan 14, he said the truth will set you free, meaning that there must be somebody out there hiding the truth for you. Scripture says, whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand the report? Parent and my brothers and sisters, the rulers haven't given you what's necessary to understand. I want you to think about what the Scriptures are saying when it says, repent that you might be converted, in Acts 3:18. Repent. People know what to repent for? A lot of people simply say because they don't know if there's a problem or don't see how they're, or they don't see how they, in their ignorance, have perpetuated a problem. They don't even know what to repent for. He said, repent that you might be converted. Let me tell you something. If you see, Most High declared Israel must be one. Most High told me that if I could look around and see all the contentions and conflict in this world and consider that a work of his spirit and not recognize that this is grievous error, he said, I can't be a disciple unto him. What is it that compels you to be a disciple unto the Most High? Because that you see all the error that's in the world and you desire from him to understand. What is man's salvation? What is the solution beyond all this error? And if that's not a drive and desire in your heart because you believe you're saved because you're in somebody's dead gums, far from teaching you enough church, you never heard the gospel. Because these churches, I'm telling you now, these pastors aren't telling you everything you need to know. The scripture said when Messiah comes, that's exactly what you're going to find out. It says, kings, rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, shut their mouths, shall be silenced because of him. Put to shame before him, because that which people had not considered, they should be made to consider. The question is, who's going to be prepared to believe his report? Were men so been so trusting in their rulers? One to believe that what they've fallen victim to. Well, my brothers and sisters, they want to believe that it's been their salvation. Did they tell you about Isaiah 29? Well, how about 27, 9 through 12? It says, because these institutions have not taught you what is an atonement, not taught you what is an agreement with the Most High, that the only chance man has of forgiveness is that all these institutions that have lied to you for so long be broken down like chalk stones. I mean, the Most High wants no remembrance of any of these institutions the men have created that would not seek the fullness of his word of truth. Scriptures tell you that Messiah must come to expose all these institutions of man and the leaders that are in them. But they couldn't tell you that because in a competitive world, they wanted your trust. I talked to a lot of pastors, pointed out many of the things that I'm talking about on my website to them. And they say things like, how many folks you think going to get it? They think that they've lied to folks so long that even the Most High doesn't remember his own word anymore. Talked a little bit about that last night. How they hide the counsel of the Most High and say who sees, who discerns that this, if they hide the counsel of the Most High from you, put you in cages so that your worship is always after the precepts of many men rather than the will of the one Yah. Blind you to what must be the common goal, avocation, prayer, and petition for every true Israelite. Say, my greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved, the Apostle Shaul said. They might have been made one. And the only way that can be is that man be delivered from everyone who is an obstacle against your understanding the fullness of the truth. And I know a lot of folks turn around and say, well, this institution or that institution, the other institution, is a good experience to go through. I would say it's only a good institution to go
through. Get the point. There are some things maybe some people can tell you a little bit here or there. But if they're not telling you all you need to know, you need to step beyond them, my brothers and sisters. Most High won't be pleased because you listen to somebody other than he and call it the final authority. By any means. One pastor said, who's going to get that? That's been an excuse leaders have used for a long time for not teaching fully the way of restoration or seeking it fully themselves. Even the excuse for their own personal hard-heartedness according to their own agendas. These scheming bastards that refuse the discipline of the Most High are telling on themselves when they say things like, who's going to get that? I remember explaining to a pastor Hebrews 10:26 through 31. And when I told him that the Most High expects that if he tells you something, for you to move in it. And if not, there's no atonement for it. Besides, he not give his life, people to be stagnated after the doctrines of men. Or even the desire to comply with the false congregations and gatherings of men. You understand what I'm saying? Scripture says you're supposed to be a gathering together of those who have not forsaken the faith. Well, guess what? If you're so busy listening to the men that you can't listen to Yah, you've already forsaken the faith. And Most High says in Hebrews 4, he has a contention, a controversy with his people. So busy listening to that daggum priest that won't listen to him. Don't even realize they need to. I'm going to tell you something. Messiah himself said there's many things I long to tell you, but you can't grasp until the Holy Spirit is come. The word for come, how about revealed these truths to you? So how do you really think listening to a pastor speak, not asking for the Most High for discretion beyond his, that you're going to understand everything the Most High would tell you? And these pastors, I'm going to tell you now, let me tell you this is something that happened years ago. There was a pastor who Most High first started talking to me. I didn't care if anybody ever knew what was really going on. I was pretty much preparing this pastor's sermons for him week after week after week. Most had alerted me to the idea about the seventh day. I walked up to a pastor and had a congregation that met on the seventh day. And I began to relate to him the many things the Most High was telling me. And believe me, every week I had 15, 20 pages of notes, things the Most High had given me. A lot of times I took them, condensed them down in a form that he might understand, or not just say he might understand, but a form that he might be able to use. And I would pass that information to him probably maybe on like Wednesdays, Thursdays. And he'd read through them. Thumbs up. Knew it was true. But he would never say everything. He would never say everything that should have been said for the people, the congregation, really to get it. He made it to the point A, point B, never C, D, N. Sure not E, Z. You always miss something. And I would ask him why he didn't teach the point in such a way that people really catch on. And he would never say anything. One day, one week, I decided, since I realized he wasn't going to tell these things like he should, I came in to his congregation on a Shabbat. And I had not brought him any of that testimony I heard from the Most High during the course of that week. And I walked in with my notepad, because let me tell you something, I was kind of personal. You come in, I'm in pastor's preaching, okay. If you say he's preaching, I want to really examine everything this man's saying. So I had my pen and pencil and my legal pad ready to record all things he said. But I had another one. in my case, and I left it locked. Did you hear me? I kept it locked throughout the entirety of his sermon. Pastor didn't hardly understand why, when I was listening to him, I was grinning here and there. Guess he thought he was really being convincing. I sat right up front, right below his pulpit, and I think he pretty much knew that I never opened that bookcase. After he preached, and I've been asking why he wouldn't tell these things to the mention that they should have been told. And he knew I hadn't unlocked that case, because I made sure I went back and talked to him almost as immediately after his benediction. And I pulled out and showed him the notes of what I had written of his sermon. And I'd also written alongside my personal notes during his sermon the things he didn't teach. And I pulled out of the case typewritten notes concerning all that he had preached during that sermon that day. And I hadn't, like I said, that I hadn't given him. And I asked him, why didn't he preach all these things? Because I knew what the Spirit was going to offer to this man. I'd already been told. And when he saw me having it typewritten down, all the things that he had said, he knew something's out of the ordinary was going on. But all he could do was hang his head as to why he never spoke those things fully. Remember another occasion talking to a pastor. Most High told me during the Feast of Tabernacles, and during the Feast of Tabernacles, he wasn't exactly keeping feast at the time. In fact, he was another seven-day pastor. And during the Feast of Tabernacles, the Most High told him about some things about his congregation. I came in after that feast, next Bible study he had, and told him about the dream I had. I was wakened up from a dream. I was asleep and had a dream. Most of it woke me up with the dream and told me some things about that congregation. Come to find out that what he had shown me is exactly what the pastor had preached that night. And I'm glad the pastor had preached that particular set of ideas, that part of the scripture, because he would better understand the message that I had given to him. Sometimes I wonder, my brothers and sisters, I really truly do. I know that when the Most High showed me certain things that I hadn't heard from no man, he showed me certain things that I later found in the scripture that I heard from no man, no pastor, no living being walking around. And if the Most High tells you something, you start reading it in scripture, you start taking it like the Most High said it, regardless of how people have taught it in their shallowness. You remember what the Most High said? I only found him to again and again only verify his word. True to everything he told me, all the things I wrote in the scrolls, I saw in those scrolls. True to all I saw in those dreams and visions. And now it is, as of actually November of last year, 30 years since I first began to, well, it wasn't until I first began to hear those things, because it's actually 30 years ago in the month of January the dreams and visions began, but the anointing was not till that November. But it's been that long that I've seen that everything the Most High said to me, I watched it come to pass. I found in the scriptures all those things that he showed me that otherwise I would not have known. But he compelled me to seek the scriptures just to find it, to find evidence of that. Now, It's that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. I have to ask a question, since the Holy Spirit, Scripture says, teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. Scripture says it will tell you also, not only bring all things to remembrance, it will tell you what is to come in the future. I ask the question, by what spirit is it that so many things contained in the prophets are not known by so many in so many churches? Hey, the prophets declared in advance the Messiah comes, and at the end of the day, all the ways in which men have denied the truth are going to be exposed as schemes to keep you ensnared, even damned. Most have warned me of that from Jump Street. So I have to ask, after what spirit is it? The people haven't sensed that there's something so much more than what men have been complicit after in a confused world. And when you start telling them and showing them what has been missing, most prefer to believe the illusion. Most of us starts telling you things, my brother, and says you ask, and you look around, you see all the conflict, and ask him to show you why it is so, and how to get past the illusions. If he tells you, would you listen to him, or would you prefer to hearken to another? Like one pastor told me, who's going to get this truth? Like I say, that's been an excuse leaders use for a long time for not teaching the way of restoration. Most High told me he sends prophets when leaders won't speak. He sends prophets to speak what others would not. He sends a spirit that you might see and hear, others wouldn't tell. His pastors, like I said, are a bunch of bastard pastors. Bastards, if you want to call it that. They're telling them on themselves, and that their only concern is greed rather than true salvation of a living soul. They say, who's going to get this, as if to say, nobody's ever going to wake up. So many folks are so busy trusting them and their supposed authority. And nobody will ever see the truth. Nobody believe Yah enough. They say to realize the need, to understand so much more. I can only tell you, my brother, says 119 Psalm, 97 verse to 104. Immediately came one of my very favorite Psalms. I asked the Most High something to look at, put my eyes on those verses. Oh, how I love thy law. It's my meditation all the day. Give me more understanding than the elder and those who men call honorable, because I would keep thy commandments. Oh, I would uphold a command, a sense of conscience. Not after men's interpretations, but after the command and guidance of Yah himself. If you're pronated to just listen to what everybody has to say, what men have to say, not asking the Most High to understand better, all you can be is confused. It's all you can be. Take a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit other way. From the midst of everybody's contentious cups. Mixed drink of confusion, my brothers and sisters, is all it is. Keep you drunk. Because you don't know where to return to the source. And that, my brothers and sisters, is nothing else but Babylon. After a multitude of misrepresentations. Started tonight. A lot of things I want to tell you. Yeah. So many things I'd like to tell you that if I believe I began to elaborate upon even a single sentence of it, the mention of which needs to be.
Probably take the entirety of the time set aside for this show.
So, I know I can't go into the full depth of a lot of these things tonight. Hey, if you're looking at what I'm looking at in front of me right now, you'll see pages of notes. And these are low notes that have not been fully elaborated upon. Maybe some 10, 12 pages type notes. I've just now gotten to maybe line number 9. I gotta tell you, last couple of days, a lot of things come to mind that if let me just simply have to say that my voice can only go so far. It's going to really require the strength of Yah for a lot of folks to humble, realize they need to humble themselves enough to really catch the deeper nature of these things. It's going to take a lot more than what is ordinary. A lot of folks who exalt and begin to exalt and esteem themselves because people understand and people pat them on the back.
Wow.
You really think because people pat you on the back that you have a word from Yah? Not everybody wants to hear the real word, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you now. Not everybody wants to hear the depth of what is divine thinking. The real question they ask, I would say needs to be asked. And people turn around and say, pastors turn around and tell me, how many folks you think are going to get that? As if to say, how many folks you think have the spiritual strength, perspicacity, drive, foundation, enough to understand these things? I was talking to him. He had to admit they were true. After I showed him all the other scriptures complicit with it, I said, well, if he and I could talk about it, looking at all these things together, and agree that it was so, and he can turn around, but after he turned around and tell me how many folks you think are going to get that, as if to say it wasn't his responsibility to teach these things. And like I said, it sounds to me this is somebody just relying upon all the snares and traps, the short-sighted that have been taught across the course of the ages. I would say the real question is who will acknowledge these truths, that men may become wise to repent of their allegiances to corruption. Who will acknowledge the truth that they might discern that they need to repent and return unto Yah, first having to realize that they've gone astray from Him. Comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. Who will realize that man has gone astray? That they personally have gone astray. That they haven't realized how they have been, according to worldly orientations, never awakened to what brings forth genuine reconciliation with God. Who will repent, understand that they've trusted lies for so long? What scripture say Messiah will have to do according to Isaiah 49? He said, for a long time, I spent my strength after vanity. But now Yah has become my strength. He called me from the birth by name to bring Israel back to Him, to reveal His glory. Made my mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. In other words, it's a word. Much more mature and fully complete in the Most High, that I might discern with these words, and that Yah might see and men's reaction to these words, what is indeed the thoughts and intents of every heart, even what is the nature hmm. was at the foundation of each man's thoughts. But one time Messiah happened to tell the apostle they call Cephas, you know not of what spirit ye are. Brothers and sisters, there's so many false doctrines that never came forth from the mouth of the Most High. So many false doctrines compel people to believe that they are confirmed, steadfast, so grossly incomplete. A lot of folks want that false sense of comfort. My brothers and sisters, Scripture says the day will come that all eyes shall see the glory of the Most High. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, and those Scripture says all eyes shall see the glory of Yah? So one Scripture says they'll glorify the name of the Most High. One called by the name of the Most High in the west, glorify him in the rising of the sun. Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. Isaiah 59, 19 through 21. It is talking about one who comes. What I call the light of the world. Where for glory also means light, brothers and sisters. One who reveals the light to the world for a long time and sought not to see, and the rulers have schemed to keep you in darkness, never to know. But brothers and sisters, who upon hearing and begin to realize their shame will begin to seek the truth with everything they have? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, about the first time that I, well, Most High, the best way I can explain it, allowed me to see what Scripture's called third heaven. Listening to a multitude of angels. First one, then a multitude. And set in absolute wonder at the magnificence of the thoughts, the beings that I was listening to. And how ashamed I felt that such magnificent thoughts, things that I knew should have been considered, my heart, my soul had never considered. That I'd ever been, coming to shame, realized that I'd ever been so blindly inconsiderate in my life. Well, I ask the question, my brothers and sisters, who discerning how much more should be grasped as the responsibility of every Israelite? Well, rather than ignoring the truth, will reach forward with everything they got. And we'll even go as far as to, in discerning that the Shema, when it says, Hear, O Israel, is a command not only to hear and heed, but also that we discern intelligently all these things and declare them. Who will do so? How shall men repent for his complicity with a world of ignorance and darkness, if he's not willing to share forth and seek the light, seek and share forth of a greater light. And seeing the glory, the sudden, exceeding glory that's like the rising sun that casts out all the darkness and reveals the light which the world would obscure. It's amazing how a lot of folks have not sought for the fullness of the light, but only for what they call their own personal comfort zones. Even leaving themselves, therefore, and others spiritually dead, insentiently unaware, and delighting in the darkness. Brothers and sisters, the cages where men have sought comfort in this ignorance must be exposed as damning devices before men can ever be free of them. Isaiah 44:20-45:6 speaks to the one before whom the Most High would make the crooked places straight. Every high and lofty thing that exalts itself should be made low. Every pit and snare that men have created, may the road made straight and level, that he might free his people. My brothers and sisters, Scriptures say that because of him, Babylon should be destroyed once and for all. The covenant of the Most High should become a common, let's just say, a commonly known fixture in the mouths of his people, even forever. It talks about he'd be the shepherd of his people. It even talks about how even in the polytheist West, men shall have the same monotheist expectation as those of the ancient East. Hasn't ever happened before. Not yet. Can't people, my brothers and sisters, see that must be the Messiah? The Messiah said, Yeshua said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Why haven't people, Revelation 22, why haven't people really looked to find out what he was saying? It's possible to find out. Because I can only tell you without that expectation, not knowing what you're not prepared for, a lot of folks think they're already ready. When it says, repent ye, comfort ye, O my people, for the kingdom of Yah is at hand. It means prepare yourself for the way of the kingdom of Yah. Prepare for yourself for what is necessary to be found worthy to become an citizen acceptable in that kingdom. You know, in the last 100 years, people talk about how many technologies have replaced so many avocations. A lot of jobs that were very profitable seem to have a very bright future. Just say 20 years ago, some of those ways of doing things absolutely almost extinct now. You have to learn an entirely different way of doing things. My brothers and sisters, do you really believe that man of himself is prepared to be found viable in the kingdom of Yah? Why do you think the scriptures say in Hebrews 3rd, say, this is the people who have not known my ways. Therefore, I have sworn by my very name, they shall not enter into my rest. It means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will reveal to us the way of his kingdom, truly, if we're not so willing and quick to want to insult him after the standards of so many others. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, what I'm talking about here, you can listen to me till you're blue in the face, till I'm blue in the face. I'm trying to talk to you. And if the Most High does not put it upon your heart to realize, to examine my words and the things that I'm relating to you, that relate to these words much more deeply, I know you won't understand. Do people ever really believe that carnal mind quickly discerns the things of the Spirit? My brothers and sisters, that men have not dared to think so? Has been a vicious cycle of damnations for many generations. And human punishment for not realizing the need to seek Yah. Like, yeah, let's hear what he told me. He said, whatever I hear from people, check it out with him first. Make sure it's right. Get his approval. Men not willing to do that have been punished and don't even know it. One scripture says in Hebrews 42, they're blind and hidden in prison houses, burned, devoured, destroyed, and don't even know it. And well, some folks don't want to know. And don't want you to know what's really expected of you. Lest you find out concerning their treachery and their cowardice. Most I said, discerning the truth, if we cry aloud and spare not. A lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, aren't the one that's willing to speak. And everybody else seems to get on the bandwagon. Scripture says, broad is the road that leads to destruction. How about even many other roads that lead to destruction? But narrow is the way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. Do you really expect, my brothers and sisters, to see everybody quickly jumping on the bandwagon before the Most High does what he says he has to do to coax men to realize that they can ignore the truth no longer? Most High has already said that he will send a prophet to declare greater truths. And whoever will not hearken to these things will be cut off from among the people. Scripture says there's going to be great distress among the nations in that day in Luke 21. A lot of folks are going to realize, wow, how much they should have given much more attention to. But for a lot of people, it's going to be quite late. Realizing where, hey, think about it. They said the initial 144,000 that would be sealed. Protected from the wrath that is to come upon this earth. A lot of folks are going to find out, oh boy, we weren't part of that first 144,000. A lot of folks are going to have to prove themselves the hard way because they weren't diligent enough when they, let's just say, didn't feel they need to be. Let me see if I can explain what I mean by that. A lot of folks who right now are being admonished, check out those truths I'm talking about on my website. I would even admonish you to start listening and checking out through the archives as the Most High would lead you and listen to the testimony that is there. Seek for the deeper things, much of which I don't have nearly enough time to begin to speak about tonight on this show. Some folks won't be compelled to do that, my brothers and sisters, until what the Most High said would have to prompt people comes to pass. And then they'd be feverish to understand because they know it's a matter of life or death. Brothers and sisters, it was always a matter of life or death. Through this missed example, ignoring so much truth has compelled many not to realize the need to seek, left many far from diligent, neglectful, and thinking that in their neglect they still had reverence for Yah. Now, my brothers and sisters. Entire global construct has been deceptive. Deceptive, my brothers and sisters, to the souls of men, not to discern the value system. Most High would have his people to awaken to, that unto him they become valuable. So the rulers hate that anyone attains spiritual power to receive and discern all, again, that this world has sought to hide, not pervert, silence, and destroy. They've done it. And in so doing, my brothers and sisters, the rulers have hated what must be the salvation of men because they choose to keep you blind. You don't know what they hid from you. You think they're trustworthy. All my brothers and sisters. Who will understand what the scriptures mean that Most High to suddenly reveal a light that all shall know that from the rising sun to the west, there's none else that is a savior to be trusted unto salvation or being made whole but he. And that the Most High said he would appoint someone to help make you whole. But my brothers and sisters, even hearing his words, you still need the spirit of Yah. How many have understood that the scriptures in Acts, third chapter, are actually saying that you should be praying not to be left blind as was Pharaoh, not to be left blind like when Messiah went forth to Chorazin and Bethsaida, and many didn't listen. And Most High stopped Messiah and told him something. He had Messiah to stop him.
60 seconds.
I thank thee, O my Father, creator of heaven and earth, that you've hid these things from the wise and men of understanding, revealing the babes. Most High know who's going to be an asset, who would be a better asset to his kingdom, and who in his rebelliousness would be just one who helps to stagnate the course of what must be. Scripture says you should repent, knowing that you've been led astray, that when the time comes, the truth comes, you might see and discern who the Most High has sent to help open your mind. That when he comes, you might be converted, because you haven't converted enough yet until his testimony is made plain before your eyes. In that time of refreshing remembrance that he has foreordained, that you discern that prophet who you must listen to or not be counted among his people. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank the Most High again. I thank the Most High again for every year that he brings near.